The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, is with us, and I am glad he is with us because what he's addressing is something that the Netflix algorithm has been offering me again and again over the past weeks. I've toyed with it, and so far I haven't pulled the trigger. You can tell me whether I should. Loudermilk.
Loudermilk. Not to be mistaken with the, I think he's a blues musician, John D. Loudermilk. This is Sam Loudermilk, played by the very funny actor Ron Livingston. People might know him as Burger in Sex and the City. He was Carrie's writer boyfriend for a season. He wasn't very nice. He plays a very cranky former music journalist who had a serious alcohol problem. And now he runs a Sober Friends, an AA meeting, call it what you will, with a host of hilarious characters. But the rub, I suppose, is he's very cranky to them and doesn't give them the kind of love one might expect. Gives them a tough love to hilarious consequences. This is really a classic dramedy, if you know what I mean. And it's one of those things that, you know, people talk about what streaming has and hasn't done for TV. This show, I don't want to say died a death in America, but no one had ever heard of it. It landed on Netflix just after Christmas all over the world, and it's been in top tens all over the world to the point that they're talking about bringing a fourth season, bringing it back. Perhaps I should give you a flavour of it. Every episode starts with him being particularly cranky, usually with randomers on the street. This is a particularly funny one in a coffee shop where he doesn't like the sound of the way someone's talking.
I'd like a large coffee.
Okay, so hot coffee?
Hot coffee.
Okay, room for cream?
Totally leave room for cream.
Why are you talking like that?
Why are you talking like that?
Because this is my voice?
This is my voice.
No, it's not. I heard you talking a minute ago. I know you don't talk like that.
Neither do you, because nobody actually talks like this. You choose to talk like this, and today I chose to talk like this. Pretty f***ing annoying, isn't it?
Why are you so rude, man?
Just stop doing that.
I can't help it. It's my voice.
No, it's not. It's an affectation that annoying teenagers and rich people use to sound like they don't give a shit. Except you work in a coffee shop, so I know you're not rich, and you don't look like a teenager. Unless you're a Eunice Kennedy Shriver, knock it off.
So is there elements of a sort of a Curb Your Enthusiasm catharsis in watching this?
Yeah, there's a touch of that. There's probably a bit more heart in this because, as I mentioned, it's a dramedy and it is dealing with, you know, the difficult subject of alcoholism. And what I like about this is it does it in two ways. It kind of jokes about alcoholism, which can be a strange thing to do, obviously, but yet it's also very serious about it at times. And Peter Farrelly, the guy who gave us things like Dumb and Dumber, he's one of the creators on this, said that he didn't want to do a show where it was a po-faced look at alcoholism. And there's a bit of a trend at the moment in TV. There's a great show on Disney Plus called Single Drunk Female. There was an Irish show called The Dry, where people are doing this kind of thing, looking at addiction and mining it sometimes for laugh as well as seriousnesses. So this is a good example, the next clip I have, of what I'm saying about it. They're laughing in these meetings, but they're also getting to some serious stuff.
I used to start every morning with a box of Franzia.
Don't you dare call that wine.
I'm in high school.
Okay, all right, but the point is, though, is you got to identify your triggers and then you got to keep your fingers far away from them, right?
What are your triggers, Loudermilk?
I would say middle-aged men who tuck their shirts into mom jeans.
I'd like a serious answer from you.
We're going to focus on the group here right now.
You're part of the group.
Yeah, how do you expect us to open up if you can't, Loudermilk? It's like you're Mr. Perfect, but you want to hear our dirty laundry?
No, I'm not Mr. Perfect.
He was being facetious.
All right. My ex-wife. I would say that when I think about my ex-wife and what went wrong there, makes me wanna drink.
What did go wrong?
Hey, you want him to relapse right here? He just said thinking about his wife makes him want to drink.
What was she like?
Is she hot? I bet she's hot.
I see what you mean, though. It is a nice balance of the drama with a little bit of wit without one overpowering the other.
They do it really well. And what's also great is the people in the recovery group are fantastic. They're great actors and they're great characters and they have their own stories. I should mention what kind of gets the ball in motion is he's living with his friend, his best friend, who also happens to be a sponsor, played by Will Sasso. And then this recovering alcoholic, a young lady, Claire, enters his life. He tries to take care of her, and that mixes things up and it starts to focus on him. He was a music critic, and I particularly like the music snob that he is. It's hilarious. I see shades of myself in it, but you know, he's disgusted when people are listening to Phil Collins and stuff like that. He's a brilliant, brilliant character. I really think you should watch it. Knowing you a little as I do, I think you'd get a good laugh out of this.
Am I right in saying that the lead actor was he one of the senior officers in Band of Brothers?
Yes, he was in Band of Brothers. Yeah.
He and hasn't aged much, because Band of Brothers wasn't today or yesterday.
He's 56 and he looks terrific. He really does. But he's playing a man of his age. I think he's cranky. He doesn't want to be sharing his apartment, and he's a serious music snob, perhaps the greatest music snob ever committed to TV.
Three seasons currently available and one potentially on the way.
Yeah, because they want to bring it back because it's so popular.
You seem to have touched a nerve in a very positive way, John.
That's all I always do.
I happened across Loudermilk, absolutely loved it. Another Loudermilk is excellent. I saw it on Amazon Prime about 2 years ago, and all three seasons currently available on Netflix.
Netflix, yes.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.